Two of Thieves, the Pretenders as well. Stub yourself in. So we talked about immolation and pregnancy and tocrophobia and human rights, and now we're going to discuss the Olympic uniform. Are you proud to wear a uniform to work? It saves you buying your own clothes, and if you're lucky, you might even get your washing done for you. It must be a bloke who wrote that. For employers, kitting out their staff in a uniform means that they are easy to spot and it presents a positive image and a strong brand. Well, the uniform for staff and volunteers at next year's Olympics has just been unveiled. Have you seen it? It's on the website, bbc.co.uk/radio2. I just tweeted it as well. A striking colour combination of regal purple and poppy red jackets teamed with beige trousers and a baseball cap. Technical officials will also be seen wearing tailored suits, ties and trilby hats. So if you wear a uniform to work that you are proud to put on each morning, let us know. Or maybe you turned down a job just because you didn't like what you had to wear. If you're an employer, how do you encourage your staff to get on board when you introduce a new uniform? Let's talk to writer and brand consultant Rachel Phillips and also Leah Hardy, who's a journalist and former editor of Cosmopolitan magazine. Leah, first of all, what do you think of the Olympic uniform?
I think it's a wonderful message to send to the world that we're a nation of whale-and-whalette of slobs in our dreadful beige flat shell suits. It's quite the most hideous thing I've seen in quite a long time. Actually made me laugh because it looked like it was just paying tribute to the riots. I'm surprised they weren't given a JD sports bag to run away with.
When you say shell suits, they're not actually track suits, are they? They look like trouser jacket combination.
Well, that sort of weird zippy shell suity top. I thought it looked absolutely shocking, to be honest. I mean, I know people laugh at the British sense of style, but we do actually have a really active, profitable fashion industry in this country, and you would never think it to see that.
Rachel Phillips,
hideous combo.
Rachel, as a writer and brand consultant, you presumably don't wear a uniform at work.
I don't know, but I do love uniforms. I think people look smarter. It's a nicer image to give off to customers than you wear a uniform.
And it doesn't really matter what the uniform is then. It's all about somehow saying we're here to serve.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you've got a uniform on, you're giving a professional image, you're showing you're part of the team. And of course, you know, for companies, you've got additional advertising as well.
Leah, that's a good point. Whatever you think of the reds and the purples and the beiges of this Olympic uniform, actually, it's making a statement that they are a team and they're there to help.
Well, it's making a statement they look a complete mess and an embarrassment to the nation, I think, sadly, because they're all really good people who volunteered to help. And I think dressing them up like this is just making them look ridiculous. I just don't agree. I cannot think of a smart shop that would put its staff in uniform. They don't. They just expect them to look elegant, smart, fashionable in their own clothes. And I find the idea that we have to force people to wear dreadful, awful clothes because we don't trust them to dress themselves in the morning, it actually makes me feel quite sad. I mean, I don't even like uniforms for school children, which in this country is a bit like saying the Queen is the Antichrist because it's so considered almost unpatriotic to say so. And I actually feel that, you know, we are obsessed with it in this country. No other country that I know of has this passion for corralling people into polyester.
Is it a runner at all in any way, Rachel, for people to be told, OK, forget the uniform because it looks silly, just turn up in your own clothes, but please, you know, keep your flies done up, wear a tie, look smart?
You could do that, but then what's to say that they're not just people going to view the Olympics? You know, the fact we need to look like a team, and as a country, we need to come together and look like a team, and a uniform is the only way to do that. You can't really put little badges and send people into the Olympic stadiums and say, right, well, you know, if you want anything, look for the little badges. The uniform is the only way. And I mean, the Olympic uniform is really... I'm surprised they didn't go for the blue, red and white combination, you know, the more traditional look. But, I mean, it is striking. It's going to gather a load of interest. People are going to be looking at that. Like the logo, you know, it's something a bit controversial. It's going to get attention from around the world.
Leah, there's some idea with the uniform as well. Where, yeah. Again, whatever the uniform looks like, there is a standard. There's a rule. Now, you're a journalist, and we're all watching the Leveson inquiry in horror at the moment. Wouldn't it be better for this country if journalists had to wear uniforms?
Yeah, because that would really make a difference, wouldn't it?
Well,
the idea that
yes, exactly.
People behave well because they're in uniform
exactly.
is Probably. I mean, all respect, one of the silliest I've heard as the response to the Liverpool inquiry, bless them. I think that ethics, morals and standards have absolutely nothing to do